AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Windy dry conditions are contributing to dangerous wildfires that have led to evacuations in North and South Carolina.
Crews in the Carolinas have been battling wildfires amid gusty winds and dry conditions over the weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to more than 175 wildfires. West of Myrtle Beach in the Carolina Woods area, helicopters dumped water as smoke filled the sky and deputies went door to door to warn residents. But by late Sunday afternoon, evacuees were allowed to return. According to the South Carolina Forestry Commission, a 1,600-acre wildfire was still burning uncontained in Horry County, but no structures have been lost or injuries reported. In North Carolina, the U.S. Forest Service says crews are working to get a handle on blazes burning in four forests across the state, one about 50 miles east of Charlotte. An evacuation order remains in effect for part of Polk County, North Carolina. Audio courtesy WPDE and WMBF. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a deal to end the war between Russia and Ukraine is, quote, still very, very far away.
Що стосується врятувати в стосунки те, що ви сказали.
Speaking in Ukrainian at a briefing in London, Zelensky says he expects to keep receiving American support despite his recent fraught relations with President Trump. Zelensky publicly has been upbeat despite recent diplomatic upheaval between Western countries that have been helping Ukraine with military hardware and financial aid. The man accused of opening fire in an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago has pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder. Robert Cremo III withdrew his earlier not guilty plea to 117 felony counts in the 2022 shooting that left seven people dead and more than 40 wounded. This is AP News. On Tuesday night, President Trump will deliver his first joint congressional address of his second presidency. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on how best to watch it.
A number of networks will carry it. The address, also available on streaming platforms and on the Associated Press, at apnews.com and its YouTube channel. Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotnick gives the Democrats' response, also televised, and Democratic Congressman Adriano Espaillat gives the Spanish-language response, coming days after Trump signed an executive order designating English as the official U.S. language. If you're wondering why Trump is not delivering a State of the Union address, that only comes after the president has been in office for a year. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.